Meeting to order, let the record reflect that it's now 3:33 PM on Thursday, March 11, 2010, and that we have a quorum of Senator Thomas here, Senator Kukish, Senator Menard, myself, Senator Olson. The purpose of the meeting today is to take up the following legislation, which is the committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 29, which recommends to the Congress to create four new Native Alaska tribal representative seats on the North Pacific Management Council. You have been provided with the committee substitute for SGR 29, which is /R. My staff, Tim Benettini, will provide an overview of the changes incorporated into the CS, and those changes have been highlighted on your copy. Mr. Benettini, please identify yourself for the record and go ahead with your explanation of the new CS.
Okay, thank you. And for the record, Tim Benettini, staff to Senator Olson, the chairman. I have about three different documents to bring back before you, primarily the draft committee substitute, and possibly do you want to move it to take it up?
Well, let's get the changes first before we take it up and then move it.
Okay, well, I was tasked with making some changes based on comments from some of you committee members and a couple of folks that were in by teleconference. So if you've got the work draft there, page one, line six, instead of just referencing the pollock industry, we changed it to other industrial or commercial fishing interests. And then on page two, starting on line 23, I was asked for clarification that the governor does make the recommendations to the Secretary of Commerce, and so on line 23, we have recommended by the governor, and then farther down that line, we wanted to make absolutely certain we were talking about Alaska federally recognized tribes. So we put in the words "in Alaska." And then on line 24, just for compatibility, starting at the end of the line, other, and then line 25, industrial or commercial fishing interests. And that, of course, conforms with the title. So in short, that's what we did. And so that's a proposed committee substitute.
Any questions, Mr. Benettini, by members of the committee?
No, cleans it up for me.
Okay. Seeing no questions, I'm sorry, Senator Thomas.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Recommended by the governor, who actually confirms them? The Secretary of Commerce, U.S.?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Thomas, the Secretary of Commerce, U.S. Secretary of Commerce.
Okay. But it's not necessary to say that in the bill. Yes, it is what it is, so it's
the Secretary, yes, sir, it's elsewhere in statute and in the Magnuson-Stevens Act.
Oh, okay, I would assume. Okay, all right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any further questions by members of the committee? If not, Senator Thomas, give your motion.
Let's see.
To adopt the CS?
I'm sorry, we probably should adopt the CS.
Yeah, you want to make a motion that we adopt the CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 29, /R, as the working document.
Anybody opposed? If not, the CS is adopted. Okay, now that we've heard the presentation, and there are no further questions, Senator Thomas.
I would move that CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 29, version /R, be moved to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note. Or is that accurate?
That's correct.
Okay.
Mr. Benettini?
If I may, Mr. Chairman, at the last meeting, I was inadequately prepared to discuss the North Pacific Fishery Management Council structure. And so also handed out, I believe, in your packets is a sheet basically outlining the structure and
before we go on, I think we have a motion on the table.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With all due respect. We have a motion on the table. Go ahead and move the SGR 29 from committee. Any opposition?
No.
If not, the resolution moves or passes out of committee. Go ahead, Mr. Benettini.
Oh, we're done.
What's that?
We're done.
With what?
This, you moved it out of committee. It's not before us now.
I know it is, but he had a comment he wanted to make.
Okay.
Not necessary, Mr. Chairman. I just did work up a sheet on the council. And one interesting thing is they have an advisory panel of 20 to 23 people at any one time. And the Alaska governor also appoints just over half of those members.
Good. Okay.
And with that, I'm finished.
Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I do appreciate that. That was a good explanation of the makeup of the committee, the advisory folks and all that. So I appreciate you doing that. That was very helpful in me making my decision.
Yes, sir.
Senator Kukesh.
I happen to know the one individual from Washington who's a Washington American Indian from Washington. I've known him for a while, and he's somebody who's been to jail 50 times with for fishing violations.
Oh,
but
really?
They appointed him. He's really a colorful individual.
I've been to jail about that many times when I was working as a doctor back then.
Oh, really?
I forgot we're on the record. Anyway, we're scheduled for the next Tuesday. We'll have a meeting.
I haven't been to jail.
Well, it's previously heard. This meeting is adjourned at 3:40 p.m. Senator Kukesh, you're not being very good as a wise old man.